you enjoy everything more. Minimize discomfort and maximize enjoyment. Put your health in the good hands of Dr. Fritz at Dunham Fritz Chiropractic.
Put your health in good hands at Dunham Fritz Chiropractic.
And good morning, everyone. 8:34 with Kyle Martin on KFJB. Time for another Getting to Know You show. And we want to welcome in from Dusty Hill Farm, we have Larry Fonce with us. Hi, Larry.
Hi there.
I'm glad to get you on the radio. And we start at the beginning of your life. It's kind of like, you know, this is your life, Larry. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up here in State Center on our family farm here.
Okay, you went to West Marshall then?
Yep, I went to West Marshall. I graduated in 1976.
Okay, bicentennial year. So
you bet.
What kind of farm was it?
We just grew, we had row crops, and we raised some hogs and sheep, and we had some exotic animals like some deer and pheasants and stuff like that that my parents started, you know. So that's how it kind of started. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, farming, I have the utmost respect for farmers. It's tough business. So did you get up before the sun and have a lot of chores?
We didn't have a lot because my parents both worked in town and when I was young, you know, so we didn't have a lot of everything, but I did. When I was still in school, I got up before school and did some chores, and because they're already gone to work. So
yeah, absolutely. So when you graduated from high school, what did you do after that?
Well, I went to MCC and took, machine technology, and I got hired at Fisher Controls then. So I worked there and kind of worked here I worked nights, so I worked here on the farm during the day, and then I went to work at night before I got married.
Okay. So what led you to open up a greenhouse? I mean, you know, from what I understand, it was kind of a hobby, and then it, you know, sometimes hobbies turn into businesses.
Yep, and that's kind of what happened. We had, in 2009, there was a couple we knew that had a small greenhouse, about 5-6 miles from us, and they approached us, and they wanted to know if we'd be interested in buying their greenhouse. So Lynn and I discussed it, and then we decided, let's try it. You know, it sounds like it'd be fun. So
yeah,
we in September of 2009, we dismantled their greenhouse on their farm, brought it to our place. We had dirt work done already. So then the kids and my wife and I, we started putting it back up. And in the winter of that winter, we put the plastic over it. Well, there's snow on the ground, but we had a storm before, so there's snow inside. So,
Wow.
Yeah. So that's kind of where it started.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so Larry Fonce, our guest today on Getting to Know You. So, Larry, what kind of vegetables and plants do you have?
Okay, we in our greenhouse, we grow bedding plants, all different types of flowers, mainly annuals is what we grow. So all types of annual flowers, and then we have the garden vegetables that range from cabbage, broccoli, peppers, cucumbers, and tomatoes on the vegetable side in our garden. So that's what we grow in there. Plus, we have combination hanging baskets that are really popular with the people. So we've already sold out of a few of the combos that we grow.
Yeah, my wife is into the hanging baskets. It's they're really, really popular to hang them on your front porch, or get the little hooks, you know, that you hang them on. We've done that as well. So let's talk a little bit about what you might do in your free time. Larry, do you you have any free time?
Well, my wife and I talk. When we talk, you know, we both worked off of the farm our whole lives, and I just retired from Fisher's 2 years ago. I had 42 years in there, and my wife's retiring the end of this school year. She's a teacher, so we don't have a lot of free time now, but we're hoping to have more free time.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, we mainly just kind of work around the farm and stuff because, you know, after our greenhouse season, it's usually from towards the end of April is when we start selling until the middle of June probably. Then we close the greenhouse down and switch gears to selling produce at the farmers markets.
Oh, okay.
So, but, you know, virtually our free time is from the 1st of November to, like, the 1st of February. Then there's not much going on because after February 1st, then we start planting seeds and growing stuff to sell or put in our garden, you know. So
right, right.
But
absolutely.
So now it's busy until the end of October.
Okay. All right. Larry, let's talk about the makeup of your family. You mentioned your wife, but you want to talk about your wife and kids a little bit?
Sure. My wife, she's been teaching for 41 years now. She started out in Nebraska when she graduated, and then we got married, and she moved back here and taught at Clemens Lutheran School for 30 years until it closed. And then when it closed, Wes Marshall called her because she had a good reputation with her preschool at Clemens. So they hired her, and she's been working there since they closed. But and then my kids, Mark is my youngest. He's 27, and he works for the DNR Forestry in Ames, and he has a wife and two little ones. And then my daughter, middle daughter, she is lives in Marshalltown and works for Corteva and from home after the pandemic, so at least she doesn't have to drive to Des Moines.
Yeah.
And her husband live on Main Street there in Marshalltown. But then my oldest son, he is a ag teacher in South Hardin up in Eldora. So he's been there quite a while. He's still single.
Okay. All right. Our guest today is Larry Fonce and with Dusty Hill Farm. So, Larry, exactly where are you located at?
We're 6 miles northeast of State Center. The address is 2026 Hart Avenue. Or, you know, we're like from the edge of Marshalltown. I think it's like 9 miles to our farm. So, but we're on Hart Avenue. So
okay. I understand. I was talking to Tara Ethington a little bit that back in the day, schools used to take field trips out and visit you.
Yep. It's been 2 years now since we had them, since the pandemic started. So before that, we would have the whole month of May, we would have kindergarten tours, and we would have all, I don't know if there's five elementaries in Marshalltown or six, I'm not sure, but every school brought their kindergarten out here, plus Wes Marshall brought their kindergarten here, and And also then my wife had her preschool class come out here. So the month of May, we usually had 500-600 kindergarten and preschool kids here.
Wow.
For farm tours, because we what we do, we would we had different stations set up, and we would split them up into groups. And my group, we would always go down to the garden area. I have a hay rack with seats on it, so we would drive down there, and then I would have all the kids help me plant either broccoli or cabbage in our garden area. So, and then they would look at all the different animals. My wife, her station was with the baby chicks, and she would tell them all about that. And they would get to plant a marigold plant to take home with them. And then the last thing they would do, they would watch me shear sheep.
Wow. Well, there you go. Okay. So what?
So, yeah.
What
so
kind
I don't
of...
know. Hopefully they'll maybe start up next spring again, but
yeah.
I'm not sure, you know. So
you mentioned some animals, some small animals or farm animals, barnyard
yeah.
animals. What kind of animals do you have?
Well, when we have had farm tours, we'd have I'd get a couple pigs. I'd buy a couple pigs for my nephew, and then I'd buy a couple small calves, bucket calves, and then we'd have all our sheep, and we have a manger donkey that greets everybody when they come, and we have chickens and a couple rabbits, and let's see, I think that's about it.
Okay.
Right now. Yeah.
About it. That sounds like a like a small Noah's Ark there.
Yeah.
A menagerie.
Yeah.
Larry Fonts joining us with Dusty Hill Farm, our guest today on Getting to Know You. So, Larry, do you have any hidden talents? Is you do woodwork? You play an instrument? I mean, is there something other than the greenhouse and Fisher controls?
Well, when I worked at Fisher's, I was a welder, so I do some welding on the side. I haven't done a lot since I've retired, but I have fixed a few things up, you know, that needed welded. And I used, when the kids were young, I always did some woodworking. I'd set up a shop in my garage in the winter time, and I'd make them, like I made my one son a barn and the other one a stable and daughter a cradle and stuff like that. So I did do that, but that's kind of gone away right now.
Right.
Maybe someday it'll come back again.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I interview a lot of people on this show, Larry, and I think the majority of the people I interview say they would love to travel or have traveled,
yep.
but just flat out don't have the time
right.
to travel. Do you and the wife get out in a mobile home or anything like that?
Well, we did have a camper when the kids were young. But when we started the greenhouse, that kind of took our summers away and the produce and stuff. So I finally got rid of the camper. But when we finally start to maybe slow down, we'd like to get a fifth wheel again and start doing some more. But now the only really traveling we would do would be in into February. We'd always go south for 1 week. So we go to Arizona, California, something like that. But, you know, our only time for vacation is kind of like now is January or February. So, but our plan is next January, where my daughter and her husband, they're going to take his folks and us to New Zealand for our 40th wedding anniversary. So
wow,
ours is in August, and so yeah, we're gonna go to New Zealand, so we're looking forward to that.
Well, that is a that's a long flight, my friend.
Well, yeah, yeah, it is, but we'd been to Australia because my daughter and her husband lived in Australia for 3 years, so we were able to go to Australia and visit them when they were there. So
okay.
So we do like to travel. You know, we like to travel. We try to get away for maybe a overnight getaway or a weekend getaway during the summer. You know, if possible. So
yeah, absolutely.
The farmers markets are after the greenhouse. The markets. Well, they started last Saturday. The first market was in Ames. So that's Saturdays are filled up. So one free day is Sundays, you know, afternoons, you know.
Right. So what farmers markets do you go to?
We go to Ames on Saturday morning. It's on Main Street in Ames. That goes from 8 o'clock to 12:30, and then we go to Marshalltown at the Cartwright Pavilion. That one runs from, I believe, 4 until 7, I think, on Wednesday evenings. And then once we get produce, my wife will go to the Cartwright Market on Saturday mornings, and then my sister-in-law and I go to Ames because it's pretty busy there. But the Cartwright on Saturday morning runs from 8 until noon, or 9 to noon, I guess. So,
okay.
Yep. Those are the two markets that we go to. So,
gotcha. Our guest today, Larry Fonce with Dusty Hill Farm, on Getting to Know You. So, Larry, you graduated in the late 70s, 76. So what kind of music do you like?
It used to be kind of rock, you know, and stuff like rock and roll, and but now I've switched to country. So my wife kind of converted me. So we listen to Kix all the time.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Right down the hall, our sister station, Iowa's Best Country, Kix 101.1. So have you been to any concerts? What was the last concert you went to?
Oh, it was, we went to the Eagles in Des Moines. I remember that. That was the last one, I think, that we'd gone to. But I'd gone to see Styx, and I'd gone to see Alice Cooper a couple times when I was young. And we went to see Blake Shelton when he was first starting out, and he was in Des Moines one night, and that's when he was just getting a start. Nobody really knew him then, but now look at him.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Yeah, I think I was at that Eagles concert in Des Moines, the one you're talking about. That was a great show.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it's one of those. They're one of those bands, and there's a handful of them that you know almost, you pretty much know every song.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
I mean, you know, come on. They're the Eagles, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely. Larry Fonce, our guest today on Getting to Know You. So, okay, we've talked a lot about vegetables. What's your least favorite vegetable?
I do not like green beans.
Okay.
And I don't like kale, so
I gotcha.
But I'm not a green bean guy. I'm more of a corn, and mainly corn, sweet corn.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because I raise sweet corn too. So.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with sweet corn. I mean, yeah, I can get in line with the kale. I have two daughters that love kale. And I'm like, I cannot stomach kale. I'm sure it's good for you, but you know, okay. What's your favorite meal? Do you have outside of vegetables? I always ask everybody this. Do you have like a go-to meal? Like I call it the Last Supper. If you had to pick a meal, maybe your mom made, your grandma, your wife, or maybe you and the wife have gone out to dinner and had. What would it be?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I like so many different things.
Right.
But, I'd say I just like our roast and mashed potatoes and gravy. And that's kind of like, that's kind of a go-to, you know.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. No.
Yeah.
On your farm, Do you have, and they're called different things, but I kind of think they're like really souped up golf carts, like mules. Do you have like
we have a gator?
That's what John, I was thinking
John,
of.
John Deere gator. We have.
Yeah, because those are kind of fun to drive, right?
Yeah, they're okay, but we use ours for work around here because we take it to the garden, and that's how we haul a lot of stuff back and forth when we have all our garden, because we have about roughly 2 acres of garden area, and then I have like 3 acres of sweet corn. So
wow.
But we use that every day, and plus I use it to haul soil and supplies out to the greenhouse. But yeah, my wife drove it to the garden last night to cut asparagus. So yeah.
And that kind of raises another question. You talked about your crops and some of them, the large mm-hmm. crops. So who harvests, who picks all that stuff?
My cousin plants it and combines it for me. So, and then in the fall when we harvest, I drive truck for them now that I'm retired. So I drive truck for them and they harvest my crop. And kind of a switch off there. So, and I like driving truck now.
Okay, so what? Okay, what kind of truck?
It's the one I drive, a big Mac that hauls 600 bushel. It's not a semi. It's a big, great, big straight truck. So, plus it's an automatic. So I really like that.
Well,
but
yeah,
it goes through all 10 gears itself.
Yeah. So. Exactly. Who wants to do all that shifting,
Yeah, sure.
Pretty cool. Our guest today, Larry Fonts with Dusty Hill Farm. Tell me how you came up with the name. I'm guessing you're on a dusty hill.
Yes, it is really. It's been really dusty until the other night. Now it's the dust is kind of settled. But, yeah, we first came up with that name years ago when my daughter was in junior high. She started showing manger horses. So I forgot to mention the horses. Yeah, the manger horses. But anyhow, she started showing horses, so we had to figure out a name for our farm. And that's, we had a family meeting, and we came up with Dusty Hill Farm. So it started way back when, before the greenhouse and all that stuff. So
okay, so I get the dust, but are you up on a hill?
Yes, we are on a hill, and we can see for miles up here. You know, at night I can see the wind. Well, I can see them during the day. The wind turbines that are way down by Laurel there. You know.
Yeah.
And I can see the ones in Story County, and then I can at night I can see the lights for the ones that are up by Green Mountain. So we are on a hill, and we can kind of see for miles around. So
gotcha. Larry Fonts, our guest. We've got about a minute left on our Getting to Know You show with Dusty Hill Farm. Larry, tell folks when you're open.
We're open, let's see, Sunday through Friday, noon to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 6.
Okay.
And that's until, like, the second week in June. And then the greenhouse is closed, and then we're just at the farmers markets with our produce.
There you go. Hey, we've had a lot of fun, Larry. Thank you for being my guest today.
Well, thank you.
You
bet. It was fun.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.